Today is the 12th of March, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, script, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book, which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, or you simply want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk. You can follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray, shall we? Eternal God, though I cannot see you with my eyes or touch you with my hands, give me a clear confidence of your reality and power today. For the power you've given me to grasp things unseen, for the strong sense that I have that this is not my home, for my restless heart that only the infinite can satisfy, I give you thanks, Lord. For the invasion of my soul by your Holy Spirit, for all human love and goodness that speak to me of you, for the fullness of your glory poured out in Jesus Christ, I give you thanks, O Lord. I stand before you as a pilgrim of eternity. Do not let me do anything that might deaden or destroy my desire for you, a desire that chases me and challenges me. Make me wise to see all things today in their eternal form, and make me brave to face all the changes in my life, which such a vision may bring through the grace of Christ my Saviour. Amen. 2 Samuel 6 verse 14. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. Last year, our local Christians Together group, which is our local multi-denominational church group, held an Easter event in our local town square. The worship was truly awe-inspiring. And joy of joys, my daughter got completely lost in it and danced her heart out. Now, she's not a particularly brilliant dancer, as most six-year-olds aren't, but she does the most amazing funky chicken. When I asked her if she'd had fun, she says it was great dancing with Jesus. We all know that kids have few inhibitions, my kids especially, but today's verse reminded me of that Easter Saturday when my daughter danced with Jesus. And today I find myself asking the question about how freely do we worship God? How freely do you worship God? David threw himself into worshiping God as the Ark of Covenant made its way back to Jerusalem. And scripture tells us that his wife despised him because in her eyes, David had debased himself by behaving like this. And how many of us, when we worship God, are thinking either like Michael or thinking of the Michaels around us? That to truly lose ourselves in worship is not appropriate behavior. And I'm not suggesting we all break out into the funky chicken next time we were at work. But David's answer to Michael is telling. When she comes to him and tells him what she thinks of what she saw, his answer is priceless. It was before the Lord, who chose me above your father and above all his house, to appoint me as prince over Israel, the people of the Lord, and I will celebrate before the Lord. In other words, everything I have is from him, so why wouldn't I? Maybe next time we worship, we should just keep that in mind and completely give ourselves to worshiping God, because we all know how much God loves a funky chicken. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Samuel chapter 6.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the English Standard Version, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 6. David again gathered all those chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with the people who were with him from Bala Judah, to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, who sits enthroned on the cherubim. And they carried the Ark of God on a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. And Uzzah and Ahiah, the sons of Abinadab, were driving the new cart with the Ark of God, and Ahiah went before the Ark. And David of all the house of Israel were celebrating before the Lord, with songs and lyres and harps and tambourines and castanets and cymbals. And when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah put out his hand to the Ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God struck him down because of his error, and he died there beside the Ark of God. And David was angry because the Lord had broken out against Uzzah. And that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, "How can the Ark of the Lord come to me?" So David was not willing to take the Ark of the Lord into the city of David. But David took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. It was told King David, "The Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom and all that belonged to him because of the Ark of God." So David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. When those who bore the Ark of the Covenant had gone 6 steps, he sacrificed an ox and a fattened animal. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was wearing a linen ephod. David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sounding of the horn. As the Ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought the Ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And when David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts, and distributed among all the people, the whole multitude of Israel, both men and women, a bread of cake, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins to each one. Then all the people departed, each to his house. And David returned to bless his household. But Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How the king of Israel honored himself today, uncovering himself today before the eyes of his servants, female servants, as one of the vulgar fellows unshamelessly uncovers himself." And David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord, who chose me above your father and above all his house, to appoint me as prince over Israel, the people of the Lord. And I will celebrate before the Lord. I will make myself yet more contemptible than this, and I will be abased in your eyes. But by the female servants of whom you have spoken, by them I shall be held in honor." And Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child to the day of her death. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those words of scripture that have caught our attention. And then after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for the local businesses and their workers in our town. Heavenly Father, thank you for the businesses in our communities, for the hard work, the blood, the sweat and tears that have gone into them. For many, their businesses are not just stores or companies. They are the fabric of their lives and the lives of their loved ones. We pray, God, that you will guide all business owners and provide for their employees and their families during difficult and uncertain times. Heavenly Father, we pray that every business owner, along with their employees and family, will not be overcome by fear and worry, but that each and every one will trust in you and find wisdom and guidance in you. We pray that as they do this, that they will make wise decisions, the decisions that are best that can be made, and that they will make these decisions at precisely the right moments. Loving God, be with our business owners. Be with their employees and their families. Bless them and keep them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray. So until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.